Okay, so the other thing that Sony showed, which really kind of intrigued me, I mean, honestly, I don't foresee getting one just because I'm not this kind of gamer, but, excuse me, the other big announcement Sony had was they're calling it the PlayStation Vita, or the Sony Vita. It's like V-I-I-T-A or V-I-T-A, whatever it is. It's called the Vita. And basically what it is it's kind of a different iteration of the PSP. It is a mobile, portable gaming device. But the interesting things about it, it has Wi-Fi access. It has 3G access. You can buy... it's like $250, and which is another thing. It's a great price point on it too. $250 for the Wi-Fi access, or $299 for Wi-Fi and 3G through AT&T. Which, give or take AT&T. I mean, I have an iPhone, but AT&T service leaves something to be desired. Anyway, so check this out. This is by far the coolest thing. They show the guy playing Uncharted, okay, which is one of the big. PS3 titles. There's the third Uncharted, by the way, they also showed footage of. But they showed a guy playing Uncharted. He saves his game, and he saves it to the cloud. And if you guys don't know what this is, basically the cloud is a way to... the cloud is like network storage through the internet. So rather than saving it to like a thumb drive or saving it to, you know, God forbid, like a floppy disk or something, you save it to the cloud, it saves it through the internet. So what he does is they show him... he's playing the PS3, he saves his game, he saves it to the cloud, he picks up his Vita, walks off, and starts playing the Vita right where the save left off. So it's completely interchangeable, which is amazing, because it's like, you know, when I'm playing a game and Megan's like, all right, we need to go, and I guess I'm driving, so it don't really count for me, but, you know. Save your game, pick up your Vita, start playing it. Right where you left off. It sounds amazing. Big screen, touch controls. It really looks cool. And that was the other thing, too, is, you know, Sony premiered this last night, and then, the Wii U comes out this morning, and it's like, well, that looks like the Vita, but it's not as good. Which is like, I find that kind of interesting that it was like, just by beating them to the punch by whatever it is, you know, 12, 15 hours, you know, everybody's now like, wow, that just looks like a Vita, which, you know, I mean, I'm never really one to talk about these kind of things, because I've never been a super portable gamer. I played my fair share of Pokemon Red back in the day, but that was about it. On Game Boy. Wow, that was a long time ago. Anyway, so, you know, I'm not one to have an expert opinion on portable gaming, but nonetheless, it just looks like overall, Sony's going to be, I mean, not Sony's going to be supporting theirs more than Nintendo is, because that's not true at all, but it just looks like it's going to have a lot better third-party integration to where you can save your information to the cloud, and then, you know, go back and forth with it. So now the question is, do you buy Uncharted for PS3 and buy it for the Vita? Because if so, you know, and we're switching lanes. Buying the same game twice is, you know, that's a bit of bullpucky. So, I don't know. We'll see about that. Like I said, all they really do is they say, hey, here's where it is. Oh, by the way, I think it's coming out the end of this year, too, which is another thing to where it's going to beat... Nintendo to the gate when Nintendo's like, yeah, it'll be out sometime next year, and they don't say when it is. By the way, another thing that bugs me about Nintendo is they were like, oh yeah, well, you know what, you'll be able to integrate your 3DS and the Wii U when Smash Brothers comes out, and that's all we're telling you. So there you go, fanboys. And it's like, really, that's how you're gonna play it? You're not gonna say anything else as far as when it's coming out? Or anyway, that just kind of rubbed me raw. So I'm going to go ahead and roll this up now, but just wanted to let you guys know my thoughts and opinions on that. And thanks for listening. Always hit me up on Twitter, Facebook, all that kind of stuff. Peace.